American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 18 October 2016. How many days until voting day, Mikey? November 8th? Oh, boy. Do you think Hillary will be there for the vote counting, or will she be in jail? I vote to put her in jail. James O'Keefe from ProjectVeritas.com. I first saw this yesterday. Bill Still, he calls his online video presentation Still Reporting, which is kind of unique. Guy never smiles, by the way. He's got those concern lines burned into his face. Very, very bright guy, as I said. Well, I learned of Project Veritas, and there was other things that James O'Keefe has done. He first came to my attention when he snuck over the southern border, dressed as Osama bin Laden. came across Lake Erie as an ISIS terrorist, and nobody stopped him. At any rate, this thing has gone viral, and it's gone global. And what this is an inside look at the Democratic National Committee and all of their underlings. You know, I was wondering why it was that at the Hillary Clinton rallies, there weren't any Trump people there to disrupt. And why every time Donald Trump turned around, there was somebody aggravating. And, you know, for a while, he played it off. He said, this is the only way at our little town hall meetings here, our little stump stops, that we can get the cameras to turn to actually show how many people are at our rallies. Well, as it turns out, there was a whole machinization and something set up that would afford to put those disruptors right on Trump's doorstep. And again, you know, just as we discovered, how much, folks, have you heard out of Black Lives Matter anymore? Doesn't matter. Because the man, Soros, that was funding this crap, he's been exposed. Does he have a hand in this as well? Yeah, he does. Why has he not been arrested for serious, I mean, screwing around with elections? We're not just talking about tampering with votes, but the whole electoral process. Can somebody tell me why the FBI is not talking to George Soros right now? Oh, that's right. Mr. James Comey can't because he himself is compromised, getting up to $6 million from the Clinton Foundation. And there's an old axiom in politics. You scratch my back, I scratch yours kind of deal. Yeah, it's true. And there's another one. Never bite the hand that feeds you $6 million. So this Project Veritas, there's going to be one of these releases coming out every single day. And they've got a whole bevy. And O'Keefe has pledged to crank out a new one every day until November 8th. Now, the downside to this is not, I heard an interview with him today, and I'm trying to get a hold of him. Steve Gorman is his media guy, and I'm sure he's rather busy right now. Everybody wants a minute of his time, because this has literally rocked the political world. I mean, it really has. When Donald Trump kept saying that the media is crooked, people had no idea. And what this is doing, it's peeling back the layers of the onion to expose the who, what, where, why, and how. And who's been involved in this, and how they've been able to accomplish this, this disruption of campaign rallies. Literally, folks, have you seen anybody try to interrupt one of Hillary Clinton's meager crowds out there? Maybe there wasn't enough people to go in and radicalized. No, I'm just teasing. So when Trump was talking about rigged elections, people were thinking, well, the vote count or whatever. No. It's way bigger than that. This is tapping into, and what disgusting metaphor can I come up with here? This is going to the pustule and popping that pimple and watching all the gush come out. Blah! And that's literally what O'Keefe has done. And it's engaging. It's enraging. It's fascinating. It's disgusting. But it's the truth. In their own words, what he did, simply, it took him a year to do this. To go undercover, to make the connections with these Democratic people, to gain their trust and kind of get on the inside for explanation as to the exact mechanization of their process. And it is dirty. It is deep. And I wished I could play. We'd have to go through and edit this because, gosh, just a bunch of foul-mouthed people. But to watch this, and Hillary Clinton decrying that, well, Donald Trump is unstable. He's promoting violence. Now, rest assured, the way this thing is structured is they have front groups. So the DNC, and particularly Hillary Clinton, has a space for plausible deniability, we'll call it. But there is enough there to explain to people. And the phenomenon is a lot broader than people are suspecting. Number one, we got Trump that actually started going into inner cities, started going to black churches, started to talk to them. And there is a split and divide in the black communities now, most assuredly. But not for the reasons one might suspect. People have been doing some nosing, quietly talking to inner city blacks and asking, you know, what's the deal with Hillary Clinton and Trump? You know, who you're going to vote for? And a lot of them are admitting that we have heard what Trump has said, and it's proven to be true. Now, understand that Donald Trump's not going to the inner cities, and he's not in there talking to gangbangers, okay? He's not talking to the young men hanging out on the street corners, you know, for a little quick dope deal. He's not walking up to groups of kids that are sitting there drinking the Colt 40 ounces. He is talking to black adults that have been living in this crap, accepting the money, the federal money, all along with the hopes that we're going to improve your lives and your opportunities. And yeah, they are now admitting that they are going to be voting for Trump, but they fear backlash, so they're remaining quiet. And unless these hoodlums are standing in the voting booths right along with the voter, they're not going to know. Hey, put on a Hillary button. How's that? Put whatever bumper stickers on your keister as you walk into the voting booth. And then pull it for Trump. This adult conversation that I kept mentioning for a number of years, it is about time that we start having adult conversations about the condition we find ourselves in this country and how we got here. Well, Trump has broken through that ice. And they're getting it. They're understanding it. And why is he not concerned about the 40-ounce guzzler boys out there standing on a street corner? Because they're not going to vote anyhow. They don't have any stake in anything. They got nothing. They got no stake in anything. You know, we all sit and we marvel, and it makes us feel fuzzy good on the inside when one of the black youths escape from the inner city and does something with his life, something constructive, something that, you know, that is worth doing. But that's the exception to the rule. What he has suggested right from Jump Street is the Democrats have put you in this position. And why do you keep falling for this? Is your condition in the inner cities gotten any better? Has your educational opportunities gotten any better? And it's being suggested that, you know, life involves some hard work. You got to roll up your sleeves. If you want to attain something, you have a goal, you have to work for it. It's what you and I, folks, take for granted. This is what we were taught when we were young. You know, what did your parents tell you about school? I'll tell you what I told mine about school. He hated it. And I said, you know what? I agree with you. I hated school myself. But there's one thing. Approach this is something I don't like to do. Think of it as your chores. Think of it as something that you have to do. It's expected of you. I know it's a process and you don't like the process, and I get that. But you're smart. You can go in there, do it, hammer it, get it out of the way, and then go play. Go do what you want to do. But do this. This is the message that's not instilled in the inner city youths. You know, what do you got to look forward to? I mean, where's your shining city on the hill? I mean, where is a vision of something you can look at and go, you know what? I want to be a part of that. So people are finally starting to get it. I think in the near future, you're going to see the opportunities for people that want to run for mayors of major cities be of a political bent and more qualified to actually take their job seriously and start to do what mayors are supposed to do in cities, solve problems, you know, start projects, start producing good things instead of just sucking up the free money and doing nothing with it. And then whip out the old verbiage, dust it off for the next re-election cycle. It's over. It is over. Now, a lot of speculation about Donald Trump. You know, is he the real guy? Mike, what did you say today he came out with? Constitutional amendment for term limits. Something that's... How many years have you heard this, folks? How many years have you heard them discussing term limits? Well, that was for the public consumption. Well, at least they're thinking about it. They're talking about it. No, they brought it up to placate you with it, not to solve the problem. Campaign finance reform. Gee, isn't that a joke this year when we find out how the machinations, how it actually works? And thank you, Hillary, for giving us an exemplary example. Crooked Hillary, of how it's done. This is an education for people that, hell, you couldn't even buy. That is, if it was put out there for sale, which it hasn't been. It's been quietly covered up It's been used over and over and over again. Well, that is starting to come to a grinding halt. Now, this election coming up is going to go one of two ways. Well, obviously, either Hillary Clinton's going to get it or Donald Trump. But I've been checking the pulse and checking it twice and looking for other vital signs as well. And I think what you're going to see happen this time around is going to make Ronald Reagan's landslide election look like a small shift of sand on the side of a hill. I think what you're going to see is a new meaning for the term political landslide, because that's what this is going to be. Now, they can fix a lot of things. And when I mean fix, I mean in on the fix. But if you've got 70 million people that are voting for Donald Trump, how on God's green earth do you fix that one? And Hillary, I don't doubt for a second. And, oh brother, is the crap storm going to start if Donald Trump holds true to his promise to Hillary Clinton? Then when I take office, I'm going to be talking to the DOJ about you. And folks, here's a bright spot to leave you with on this one. There is no statute of limitations for murder. If this thing is done correctly, going all the way back to Mena, Arkansas, you don't necessarily have to pull the trigger on somebody, but if you cause their death, guess what? After the fact, you're part of it. You're culpable. You're a criminal. You can be tried and sent to jail. And that's just one dead body. How many dead bodies have the Clintons stepped over all of these years? How much corruption? We don't know a tenth of it, folks. Brian in North Carolina. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just want to say I enjoy your show every night. I wish you were on in the morning time as well.
Brian, I can be. You can go to our website and click on the archives, and you can hear me any damn time you want to.
Well, I've been listening for a long time. I've been listening to you guys for a while. I love your show.
Okay.
And I'm glad I ran across it. But one thing I wanted to say about Donald Trump, which really, really scares me, he's put a lot on the line, and I'm not really sure how many people realize he's put his business on the line for us.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing is that scares me, I do believe he's going to win by a landslide, but if voter fraud happens and he does lose, I hope he fights every single state, every single district to look for that fraud. I hope he fights and he fights. One reason he has to, because I feel that if he doesn't, the wrath of Clinton, if she wins, that will come down upon him and his family.
Well, and here's the only problem with your scenario. If Hillary Clinton gets in there, everything else remains the same. The same six corporations that control everything that you read, you see, and you hear, that's part of the cabal that has supported Clinton and her husband and many others, George Bush, they've all swept the dirty laundry out of the way. And Donald Trump will not, you can guarantee yourself of this, he will not get any coverage unless it's on Fox News.
Sean Hannity, that is, right?
Well, I mean, Sean Hannity, I mean, yeah, I mean, you can watch Sean Hannity. You know, I give him half credit and half not, because he's a neocon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, appreciate your call. I got to run. I got a hard break coming up.
Thank you. Enjoy your show.
Thank you. No reason to get excited.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Man, I'm telling you, somebody discovered a sign in an Indiana storefront window. Oh, and it's horrible. We would rather do business with President Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, all the elites of Congress, the mass media, and all of Hollywood than one conservative American. Guess what storefront window it was in? Owen's funeral home. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hey there, John. We all need to be like Al Franken was when he fought the election fraud and he won. He pushed really hard. And if you remember that whole scenario of the recount, and he would not stop because he knew there was election fraud and he won. He ended up winning. We need to do the same thing. If they pull that scenario on us, that's exactly what we need to do. We need to push back and say, we won't accept this because we know it's fraud. So,
well, I'm not a big follower of Al Franken.
I'm not either.
I stopped listening to this guy, and he says, I'm Al Franken, and you're not. Well, when I heard that, I was glad I wasn't.
Yeah, he's said some really wacky things lately. I've noticed that. But he did fight hard to overcome the election fraud. And by the way, my 81-year-old mother loved your little comment about Anderson Cooper and little boys in the pickle. She thought that was hilarious. She said, what did he mean by that? I had to explain the whole situation. She goes, oh, I didn't know that. So, yeah. John calls it as he sees it. It's a good comment.
God bless your mom.
she had a kick out of that.
What do you think of these releases? Let me see. We have WikiLeaks that, well, Brazil, what government was it that pulled the plug on him?
And, Ecuadorian.
Yeah, the Ecuadorian government. But I saw he got his tweet picture out today.
Yeah.
He's got a sign. He's sitting there smiling, seated, and he's got a sign in front of him that says, keep fighting.
Yep.
And he'll be back up and running. But I have never, in the annals of political history in this country, I have never seen anything like what's going on right now with WikiLeaks breaking the stuff that they have, and these dumps are going to keep happening. We got James O'Keefe coming out showing how they're fixing things for the Democrats to make Trump look bad. I mean, this is incredible stuff. And what's happening now, and O'Keefe said it himself, he said the alternative outlets as a whole are greater than their part. In other words, we are on equal footing or greater than what the mainstream media is. And I hope people are paying attention to this. Now, are these people going to go away if Hillary Clinton is not elected? No, they're not. But this is going to put a charge back in the dead butts out there who have been sitting around moping and hoping against hope without doing, Steve, anything to help a situation. This is going to give people some wind in their sails, so to speak. So
yeah, I think mainstream media has really hurt itself, its reputation. I mean, it was never a good reputation to begin with,
no.
But I think most people can watch TV and say, wait a minute, you've come out all these bad things, and then I think I even sent you a video a while back of where some talking heads on mainstream media said we're doing all we can to help her in her election out. I mean, it's quite obviously skewed in her direction to help her. But, Rivero mentioned today, Michael mentioned today, that he thought he heard through the grapevine that possibly she may not attend tomorrow's debate, manufacture some reason excuse, but maybe it might not even happen. So I don't know about that.
What is it worse, being hung on by the neck until dead, or is it worse walking up the gallows stairs? is death going to be easier to handle than the walk for Hillary? That would be a major mistake for her to do.
I think you're right.
She's screwed either way. I mean, yeah. Trump is. He needs to spend a good amount of time tomorrow night laying out his policies, but he can spend a little time with all that has surfaced about Hillary Clinton here. And I'll tell you, if there are any doubters out there before fence sitters, whether they were Republican or Democrats or socialized Democrats or whatever the hell they are, I think people have had enough. It has affected their personal interest, and it has affected the amount of change they have left in their pockets. I think that's what's going to push this whole thing, and Hillary ain't a part of that.
I agree.
Yeah.
Same old.
All right, man. Thanks, Steve.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are back. By the way, Democrats are talking about taking the Senate, controlling the House. I think they're still in la-la land here. I think they're in this bubble that they themselves have created, and they're believing their own stuff. I think you're going to see a political wind shift in this country like has never been witnessed before. And just a reminder to folks, this isn't the solution to the problem. This is only a start at solving the problem. Something we're going to have to do, get used to it, folks. If you want to see a change and you want that change to blow around you, well, you got to start blowing. You got to start getting involved. I was talking to an individual today that they've been going after school boards and some of the stuff that they have been doing. And, you know, this communitarianism has gotten down to the town and city, county councils, and these people are not, they don't have a whole lot of sand, okay? they're pretty weak-kneed individuals. And confronted with angry parents and discussing and exposing their grand plans here for the communitarian takeover of your community, they go wetting themselves and running for cover. People have got to understand where the strength lies, and that's your resistance to this stuff, your exposure of it. Aren't you tired of being on the defensive here? It's time for us to go on the offensive. George in Texas. Hello, George.
How you doing, John? Long time. Still listening, but don't call as much.
Okay.
Well, you know, the thing is, kind of like I almost fell out of my chair. Listen to a local Fox station down in Houston. And they're sitting there saying that Hillary's ahead 7 points nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
And then they talked about voter fraud and how they discredited voter fraud. And you know the kind of thing to kind of laugh?
Did you? But George, let me stop you. Did you see that this morning?
No, just recently.
Okay, well, I saw that they recycle this stuff on Fox News. I saw that as well. And them explaining voter fraud, and it's really no big deal.
Well, but they bring out Sheila Jackson Lee saying, there's no voter fraud.
Yeah.
And nobody in her district likes Sheila Jackson Lee. They think she's an embarrassment.
Well, and how do they keep getting elected? I mean, what is the deal with Sheila Jackson Lee and people like John McCain? You can't talk to anybody that has voted for the guy, but yet they show up with the votes.
Yeah, and the thing is, I'm sort of like putting out the, I put out on Facebook, and I'm getting traction with it, and this is it. I'm even sending a message to the vote riggers and the voter fraudsters who vote multiple times, that voter fraud and election fraud is treason, because you're participating in the overthrow of the U.S. government, which is we the people. That's all this fraud is an overthrow. And I even said, if Hillary gets in, you know, they're going to have no witnesses, because once Hillary takes care of her opposition, they're coming after you next, because they want no witnesses. They want nobody who knows anything to be around.
George, I would like to say that you're correct in this one, but I'm telling you that there are more enemies of Hillary Clinton than there are friends. And the ones that are friends have been sucking off the proverbial teat, and they've been paying to play here, and they're not going to be around to pay anymore to play, because they're going to be real skittish about doing this. The Pandora's box been opened, and Hillary she's caught, she's busted. So you know, we'll see how this plays out. We'll see where people want this country to go in what direction. You know, but they all know one thing. They're tired, they're sick and tired of the know-nothing, do-nothing government that costs too much to run and too little is done. And every time they do get involved in stuff, George, it all always goes to hell anyhow. So they're all tired of that. And it doesn't, you don't have to be a registered Democrat or Republican to realize that. As I said, this has come down to the point where people are reaching in their pockets and they don't even have change anymore. All they're feeling is lint. So, you know, the hell with the politics at that point, I need a job. That's what people are saying. So,
well, you know, the thing is, they're sitting there saying Donald Trump is like a General MacArthur or a George Patton. You know, they got it. Their mouth always gets them in trouble, but they get things done. That's what people want. Thank you, John.
Thank you. I appreciate your call, George. Keep listening. Patton, yeah, he wanted to go kick the crap out of the communists. Said, hey, well, we got the personnel and the material here. Let's go kill the communist. Nope, let's just kill General George Patton. James, is this important? Is in Northern California? Okay. James in Northern California. How you doing?
Not only that, Steve's my buddy that called in a little while ago. So all you folks that are thinking we're a bunch of libtards out here.
Okay, well, there's there's two of you. I'm still not sure about Ron McDonald.
I walked right into that. You know, you asked a question about 15 minutes ago, and, you know, how are they going to fix the fact that America's consciousness knows that Trump won the popular vote by a landslide, and I'm going to offer a literal answer to that question that I've been talking about for years, and it goes like this. They will orchestrate and or genuinely create an event that will usher in declaring overt martial law, a component of which provides that the elections are suspended and the residing president stays in office.
Well, that's one possible scenario, James. But as I said, Trump has a lot of friends. He's got a lot of friends, and not in low places, in pretty high places. There are people that Trump's message has resonated with him, and they know that he's serious, that, you know, this is the last election cycle before this country slips into oblivion. They have probably a better perspective and a sense of that than you or I do, because we're on the outside. These guys are literally on the inside, and it's breaking their heart. It's sure busted our hearts, but it's breaking their heart. There has never been an opportunity before like this. It didn't happen with the Bushes, Daddy or Junior. It sure as hell didn't happen with Bill Clinton. It damn sure didn't happen with Barack Obama. And they're looking at this, and they're looking at it really closely. I have a funny feeling if a false flag is tried, they try to pull something off like this, you're going to see it put down before it gets off.
The people, you know, one of the only good things on our landscape that I see right now is the fact that efforts like yours and other ones like, you know, Drudge and Alex's and the absolute unbelievable numbers that they are enjoying, and that gives me comfort at 2 in the morning when I reside in a lot of worry. But, you know, part of me just has this wide-eyed, childlike fascination where I just can't wait to see how this is going to unfold. I mean, it's just a culmination. It's just an unbelievable time, and we're going to have a front-row seat.
What, Mike, what were you just talking about in the parking lot a few minutes ago on the last break? I looked at Mike and I said, you know, I know that this, in this administrative state, in this corporatized nation that we have now, that the president ain't what most people think that it is. And it, for nothing else, this is high caliber entertainment. I mean, everybody is absorbed with this. Everybody is enamored. They're paying closer and closer attention to detail.
Yes.
And this has been done without using their tools, their controlled media, their stuff, their machinations, their organizations, the NGOs, and any people out there that have a pocket to be stuffed with cash to go do some ungodly thing that people don't think that's even possible in this country. They're finding out about all of this stuff. And this has been through the alternative medias. It sure as hell hasn't been through the mainstream.
And what could be more relevant than having a genuine concern with our very ongoing at this point?
Well, it's a lot of people, you know, you may not be in this position. I may not be in this position. But there are people out there that don't have anything. They don't have the proverbial pot to pee in or a window to throw it out of. And these are the people that they don't even have hope anymore. That's gone out the window with everything else. They're...
Well, thank you so much for taking my call. I would just like to say that I hope he sets the free market free, and we all get to watch us soar again.
James, I hope you're right. By the way, if I ever get out there to Northern California, you and your buddy, and we'll go all hug redwood trees with Ron.
Aye.
All right, thanks, James.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate your call. I just hope people are prepared for the next thing. Now, whether it's going to be martial law, I think that's going to be stopped. I think people are going to finally understand, people with inside government that have a modicum of decency and ethics left. Yeah, there's still some out there, believe it or not. That they will render aid and assistance when they are most needed. And it may not even be publicized. You may not even hear about it. Which would be a good thing. To clean up the dirt before it's dumped in our lap again. But again, everybody's giddy. Oh, Donald Trump looks like he's got a real chance to win. Okay. This is not going to be miracle time. This is going to be a long, drawn-out process. And the question is who's going to follow Donald Trump? Who's going to be the next one up? Who's going to be the next senator? Who's going to be the next congressman? Okay? This is still the administrative state, folks. Make no mistake about this. The fundamentals of this government has not changed. It's just the crooks and the criminals that have taken advantage and built their criminal cabal well anchored in this government. That, we can take away their power. We can take away their power base. Their funny money. Trump's a businessman. He knows. So does China. China's been dumping all kinds of treasuries on the market. I think $364 billion in the last chunk. The BRICS, okay. What's the BRICS based on? Is that real money? No, it is not real money. It's just been dusted off a little bit and brightened up. Okay, and the U.S. dollar's gone. Now we're creating another basket of currencies. Basket of what? Fiat currencies. Not interested. The world is learning a lesson out of this. And it's almost like a godsend because they have been doing this just like in the last depression, withholding credit, stalling the economies of the world, giving people enough time to sit and stew in their own juices and go, you know what? What the hell is going on around here? They're starting to ask the questions, and they're starting to get answers. This is not going to bode well for the gangster banksters that want their world order. The longer it plays out, the less chance they have of achieving their goal. And at this point in time, I give it about a 50-50 shot. And every day that goes by, their odds against their accomplishments lessens. It decreases because people are waking up. Mike in Tennessee. Hello, Mike.
Greetings, John. I want to ask for you to consider a couple of things. Number one, the third option, as opposed to just a Hillary election or a Trump election, the third option would be to go ahead and let Trump win, go through that, and then immediately eliminate Trump, and his successor would be none other than a status quo rhino who's posing as someone who ultimately, at the end of the day, as he said the other day, if Hillary was elected, he would support the will of the people, though his boss has clearly said it's a rigged game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I'm sure that Donald Trump looked at Pence as being, you know, a leg up on getting Republican backing and votes. But he's also not a stupid man. And I don't think he's going to turn his back on Mr. Pence. And I think he's going to keep a tight rein on Mr. Pence. I know one thing for sure. Donald's got everything to live for. 69 years old. He's accomplished. He's got more money than he knows what the hell to do with. And he wants to stick around to enjoy that. And for whatever reason, I'm not Donald Trump, so I can't answer this, but, you know, I've said this before. Here's a guy that's 69 years old. He's got very little of life left, maybe 10, 15 years. Who knows? Can't predict your own death. I would hope not. But here's a chance for this guy that had this ego that said to him that I can do this when everybody else told him he couldn't. So I think you're going to see something that has not been witnessed in American politics in our lifetimes, Mike. And let them try to kill him.
I think that would allow them to do one important thing. They could squelch the movement for a a revolution simply by stating the fact that, well, okay, you won the election, your guys got elected, but unfortunately the guy that was elected is no longer there, and the guy that's riding his coattail is status quo, and it's just another page being turned, and we're going down the same road. That's my concern. And now let me ask you this question. What do you think a revolution in this country would look like? This is what I think. There's only two sides, the bureaucrats and us. There's a lot more of us than there are bureaucrats, and most of these bureaucrats are only bureaucrats because they're in their heart, they're lazy, and they're not risk-takers. So how many of those people are going to line up and face off with us? Not many. And all those people that say, well, we've got battle-hardened warriors that we're going to be going up against, well, guess what? All of those so-called battle-hardened warriors, if you really look close at all the kills they've got under their belt, they all have one thing in common. They had overwhelming odds against people who were, for the most part, unarmed.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you that's, know, and that's what they're not going to have. They're not going to have the luxury of people who don't have the fight or the armament. That's what they got to face. And those guys are going to wet their britches and run home to mama, because it ain't going to be like hunting turkeys.
Yeah. Well, Mike, also, there's something else. The other rank and file there that aren't these, as you just described, I think you're going to see them step up as well. I think you're going to see a change in attitude and direction in a lot of different ways. Mike, I've got a break, man. I got a break.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Next hour, I'm going to get into Donald Trump has a 5-point plan on how to drain the swamps in D.C. Rob in Chicago, you're up next. Hello, Rob.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Well, it's been an interesting day. You know, like you said, the best thing about this is Pandora's box. I feel sorry for Donald Trump for tomorrow night. He's going to be like a damn Labrador retriever at a tennis match trying to figure out which ball to chase first.
I think that Hillary has been in hiding lately, and she has been doing nothing but rehearsing for this. And the first debate had over 90 million people. The second one, 75 million. I think this is going to break all records. I think you're probably going to have 100 million viewers by all time records.
Yeah, and honestly, tomorrow he can lead off with, all he's got to do is go right to the jugular. You know, I know other people have been saying this, but I've been saying it before they were saying it. She's a treasonous criminal. She's no better than Ethel Rosenthal. Point blank, lay it out, educate the people about it, tell them to go look it up, explain why she's done what she's done, and then explain that this is what's going on, what's been happening with all those lands that the BLM have been taking.
Well, just
lay it out there.
Rob, just take a look. The difference between the second and the third debate is going to be more WikiLeaks, the DNC fix, the violence that's been perpetrated on Trump and Hillary. Now, she's got, like I said, plausible deniability because they isolated her as best they could. But the WikiLeaks stuff that has come out, the stuff that O'Keefe has brought out, the atmosphere is going to be way worse for Hillary Clinton. And if she doesn't do absolutely everything perfectly, Trump put her on her heels last time. I think he's going to be able to do it again. And talk more to the people about what he wants to accomplish when he gets in the White House. I don't know. This is like getting into a kicking contest with a one-legged piano-legged lesbian. I mean, she doesn't have a leg to stand on.
No, not at all. And the best part, the last caller was talking about, you know, if there's a revolution, look, if Donald Trump gets in there and they decide that their last best move is to take him out, God bless them, try that. Because, like you said, here's the thing, we had 3% of the people in the first revolution. I guarantee you at this moment there's a minimum of 10% of the people in this nation that have weapons that are ready to do something, not to mention another 10% of the people that are retired or active military or more. That's 20% to 25%. Let's bring it. I don't think you're going to make it. How many people they got here? Maybe 100,000? Maybe 100,000 troops?
Well,
you're not going to overcome those odds.
Rob, look at it this way. The most dangerous man on the planet is a man that has nothing else to lose. And
John,
we've lost just about everything.
I've lost everything, including my family, because of what they've done.
Well, no,
I'm done.
You've probably lost your family on what the course you have decided to follow. They made their choices. Everybody in life has choices to make. You made your choice because you knew it was the right one to do. What you're describing here is just the collateral damage afterwards. That's not on you, man.
It is.
That's not on you.
Right.
That's on them.
Yeah, and the thing that they don't understand right now, they have one pissed off badger, and I'm teaching people how to train and how to prep and how to be ready for what's coming.
If it comes, Rob, if it comes, the way I'm looking at it, I don't want the second American armed revolution. I want the restoration problem. Top of the hour break. Rob, thanks for your call.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.